Let me ask you a question. Were you present in that upper room when Jesus appeared? If you were, tell me about it, will you? Secondly, did Thomas receive the power to forgive sins or not forgive sins? Because when Jesus said that, Thomas wasn't there. He shows up later. Did Thomas miss something? And how about yourselves? Do you consider yourself doubting Thomas's? If not, then how do you believe? Why do you believe? And what keeps you coming to be at this particular Mass or any Mass on the weekend or weekdays? Part of the reason why we do might be seen in our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, because they gathered. It says they devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles and to the communal life, to the breaking of bread and to the prayers. And if you continue to read our reading this morning, you notice they didn't gather in a church. How do you feel about that? They gathered in usually somebody's house. It says every day they devoted themselves to meeting together in the temple area and to breaking bread in their homes. And then the Lord added to their numbers. But they came together to kind of, if you will, share what's going on and hear what the apostles and disciples have to say. And they broke bread in their homes. Many churches in this country, Catholic especially, have what's called small Christian communities. And it's a group of people, usually maybe 8, 10, at the most 12, who gather in somebody's house. And they share a little repast, a meal. They share scripture. They might even share the upcoming Sunday readings to kind of let them know what's going on, what's happening. And yet, they don't form their own little church, although they're similar to that, because they come then on the weekends, like you are here today, to worship and to celebrate and to realize the importance of coming together. Because you come together because Jesus invites you to come, as he said on the Last Supper on Holy Thursday, do this in remembrance of me. That's why he invites all of us to be here. Whether you've had a good day, a bad day, you just won the lottery, didn't tell anybody, maybe you're not feeling so well, whatever the case may be, we need to be here and do this together. So that like Thomas, who eventually could say, my Lord and my God. Wow. What a simple and beautiful profession of faith. But it wasn't easy to come by, because he said, it's like, you know, a lot of times I hear things going on in our province. And I'll think, well, until I see it in writing, or if it involves me, until I hear it from a reputable source, I ain't going to believe it. Well, neither did Thomas. Because when the apostles said he was here, we saw him. He said, yeah, right, sure. My belief will come when I can touch the nail marks, when I can really see his wounds. So oddly enough, next week, Thomas is there, and Jesus comes in the room. And he says, Thomas, come here. You've asked to see the nail marks, my wounds. Come. Touch. Because he says, put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe. And then he says, after Thomas says those words, that we say every time we say the creed, basically, is my Lord and my God. You have come to believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. Might say that's us. But somehow we do believe, even though we weren't gathered in an upper room way back when. But we do come to believe. Because it is amazing too. It says, now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in his book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. That's why we say most every Sunday the creed, to remind us of what we need to believe in and to believe strongly so that we don't leave, walk away, get distracted. You know, we need to truly believe, because if we do, then someday we're going to share that belief forever in God's kingdom. In just a few moments, we're going to continue the baptismal ceremony for Nathaniel Lee. Now, he may not yet understand fully his faith. He's very, very young. But hopefully through his parents, godparents, grandparents, friends, neighbors, as he grows up, he will learn, like Thomas, to say, my Lord and my God. And that's important. That's the simplest form of our belief, our faith. And would that we could all say that and believe that, those of us who have grown up in the church. And so as we continue our celebration today, we pray that, I suppose in a way too, as we're celebrating also Divine Mercy Sunday, that God's mercy will be a part of our lives, that we will understand that he will indeed share with us the knowledge of his kingdom through his Son Jesus, and especially that part of mercy, love, forgiveness that all of us need to share and to know, so that we too can come to believe in that name and through that name have eternal life.